Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I know it has been a hot minute since I have been here. I apologize. It has just been such a struggle trying to get my mental health in a place where I can record and create content. And I want to talk about it a bit. But before I do, I'm going to put out a little trigger warning. I will be talking about anxiety. So if you're triggered by that, then skip ahead to the time code in the description where I will no longer be talking about it and you can listen to the rest of the episode. Have you clicked off yet? Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So as you guys know, I struggle with anxiety. It's something that has been a part of my life for the last 2 years, and I've talked about it on the podcast for the last year. And it has gotten to a point where sometimes it's hard to deal with it. And especially recently, over the last couple of weeks, it has been extremely hard with social media influencing my mental health, where I'm constantly worried about the content I'm posting and about other people's content and how they're so much better than I am. And it instills this terrible, terrible, terrible anxiety in me that I just really, really, really hate. And it's been a major, major, major struggle recently. So I've been dealing with it and trying to get it all figured out. And then also dealing with my mental health from my other anxieties, like cars. Cars are a huge anxiety to me. I can't get in a car without having an anxiety attack, and it's hard. And I've had to do it quite a bit recently, and I just it's been really hard, guys. So I've just been dealing with a lot of that, and because of that, I haven't been able to make content for you guys. I haven't been able to do blog posts. I haven't been able to create podcast episodes, post on social media. But I'm back now. I'm so happy to be back. I'm ready to be creating content. I have so many ideas and things that we're going to talk about later on in the episode. But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know this is where I've been. I've just been trying to deal with my mental health because mental health is such a priority to me, especially with running a business and everything. I need to take time for myself if my mental health is struggling, and that is something I've been doing for the last couple of weeks. So I'm so sorry I've been gone, but I'm glad if you're listening to this and you've stuck around, I love you, and I'm so excited for what's coming, and I'm ready to get back into it. Just like with this episode. So we're going to get into everything else right now. I hope you guys are ready. Okay, now that I've gotten through that, I'm so excited to tell you guys all about the new things coming for the podcast, all the great things we're doing here. And yeah, so let's get into it. So if you guys didn't know, this podcast for the last almost year has been every Wednesday, or close to every Wednesday, released at like 5 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. But that's changing. I know, it's crazy that I'm like, oh hey, we're gonna change this. But because of how I've been feeling and the fact that I feel like Wednesday is not giving me enough time to prepare for it during the week, I've decided to move the podcast to Fridays. It will still come out at the same time, 5 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern time, but it will now come out on Fridays instead of Wednesdays. And I just feel like this will do a whole lot better and it will hopefully work well. Other than that, we're also going to have our own like website type thing, website blog. I'm not exactly sure what I'd call it. It's going to be set up on the Dream Now Media website. It'll be dreamnowmedia.com/podcast, where you can actually go and listen to all of the episodes. You can see more detailed show notes. All of the links will be in buttons. You can find any freebies that are mentioned in the episode. You can find basically everything for the episodes in these buttons. It's so exciting. I'm excited to have this thing where you guys can go and actually read more about the podcast, and you can find all the links. As always, we will still have the Link Hub, which will be in the description of the podcast on any other platform you're listening to it on. So Apple Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to it, you will still have the link to the link hub, which is dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, where you can find certain links. But this new blog website thing will now have links to everything mentioned in the episode, a longer episode description, show notes. It'll have its own insight player. It'll have so many great things. I'm so excited for you guys to see it. Other than that, we are working on getting some merch soon. I know we had it with Being That Girl Boss, but since that has been rebranded so much, I didn't want to use the same shop. So now we're looking into different ways to do some merch. So let us know what you guys want. Actually, as this goes up on the Dream Now Media and the Creative Boss Babe Podcast Instagram, you will be able to vote for what kind of merch you want to see. If you want to see cups, shirts, whatever, let us know and we work on designing some really amazing things for you there. Also, we're working on just finding new content and new people to interview. We haven't had a guest in a while, so we definitely want to have some new ones. And if you're wanting to be a guest on the show, or if you have somebody you want to be a guest on the show, direct them to dreamnowmedia.com/guestapp, GUESTAPP, where they can actually apply to be a guest on the podcast, and it'll just help them out with finding us. It'll help us out with finding them. We can get more information about them, and it's just really, really, really great. So make sure you check that out if you're somebody that wants to be on the podcast. If you have somebody that you want to have on the podcast, let us know on Instagram, any social media sites we're on. Let us know there. Be like, hey, I want to hear this person on the podcast, so we can reach out to them and talk to them. So yeah. Okay, now I've been ranting a lot, but there's one more thing we have to talk about, and it is the Instagram. I know. Well, this Instagram has gone through so many rebrands. I apologize. It is my fault. I always get bored with the theme I have, and then I'm like, oh, I want to change it again, and that's exactly what I've been doing recently. I've changed everything about it, basically. And now we're at a point where I'm like, I don't know what to put on the feed. Do we want bright colors? Do we want random pictures? What do we want? So let me know what you guys want to see on the Instagram. Do you want to see more quotes? Do you want to see more colorful posts? Do you want to see more infographics, designs, things like that? Because really, the Instagram's for you guys to connect with us even more and to share more things about shows. So let us know on Instagram, I guess, because that's where we go. Other than that, we're going to get into the ads for the episode, and then we're gonna go through the rest of the amazing things we have for you. You ready? Okay. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today: smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial. to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This week's small creator shout out goes to Stacey Hagen at create_coaching on Instagram. She's a brand and business coach who has such an amazing feed and she's just so inspiring and I love her content. I think y'all will get a lot of tips and tricks and just amazing, amazing, amazing content from her. So if you'd like to follow her, it's at create_coaching on Instagram. It'll be linked in the description of the episode and you can find it on our blog. This week's song of the week goes to Hazy Shade of Winter by Gerard Way featuring Ray Toro. And the reason the song is on our list is because of the fact that it was in the Umbrella Academy and I'm obsessed with the Umbrella Academy. So I think everybody should listen to this song. It's also just such a bop that you guys will love dancing and singing and having a great time to this. So yes, this week's song of the week is Hazy Shade of Winter by Ray Toro and Gerard Way. Okay, now for a new segment, pop culture. I don't know what to name it yet, but it's going to be something pop culture. But today, we have to talk about the Umbrella Academy, okay? Y'all, have you seen it yet? I hope you have. If you don't know what it is, the Umbrella Academy is a new Netflix series. It's created by Gerard Way, who was the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. So all you emo kids, I hope you're freaking out. But the show, holy fucking shit. I don't say that word much, especially on the podcast, but holy fucking shit. That show is so incredible. I love it. The characters are so amazing. You have numbers 1 through 7. They're so cool. They each have their own powers, and I don't want to give too much away. But y'all, it is such a good show. If you're a fan of Supernatural, if you're a fan of Supernatural, you will love the show. I know I did. We watched it in 3 days, only at night, because we weren't gonna sit there and binge it for an entire day. It would have been insane and we would have hated ourselves for it being done so quickly. But it is so, 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 so good that I wanted to share it with you guys. It's amazing. And I have to say, I do have some opinions on it. I have to say, I freaking hate Luther. I want to punch him in the face. I am in love with Ben. I think he's my favorite character of the entire series. Other than number 5. Number 5 is freaking hysterical. And a little thing for you guys. If you've seen the movie Every Day, you might not have it. I didn't know really much about it until last night when I watched it. But I noticed the cabin from Every Day is also the cabin in Umbrella Academy. So just keep that in mind. Okay, next, we have to talk about 5 Seconds of Summer. Y'all know I love them with all of my heart. Ashton Irwin is my babe. And they announced a tour with Chainsmokers a couple weeks back. No big deal. Well, actually, the fandom thought it was a big deal. The fandom flipped it shit because of the fact that the Chainsmokers were headlining in 5 Seconds of Summer, who have been selling out headlining tours for the last 4 years, were pushed to openers again. And I understand why people were freaking out, but the fandom also took it a bit too far, and there were some fans telling Ashton to relapse into his self-harm, which is something that he's struggled with for a while. They were telling 5 Seconds of Summer to back out of a tour. It's bad, guys. It was bad. And as much as I love the boys, I'm not gonna go see them on this tour because tickets for it are freaking insane. It's I was looking at the Forum in LA. It's a very well-known venue. You've probably heard of it. But at the Forum, floor tickets, general admission, floor tickets, not even seated tickets, are $174 a person. Now, mind you, I also love Hunter Hayes. He's performing at the House of Blues Anaheim. I looked at his ticket prices. For a ticket to go see him at the House of Blues Anaheim, it's $47. I could buy 3 tickets for the price of 1
5 seconds of summer ticket. And that to me is just insane. It's crazy. I would not spend that much for general admission. And I know like there are other tours, the tickets have been cheaper, but you have to pay $100 just for freaking nosebleeds, and it's not worth it. And I know a lot of it comes from the chain smokers and the fact that it's their tour basically, and 5 seconds of summer is opening for them. And if you're somebody who wants to go see 5 seconds of summer, wait till the next tour. They already have the new album done. Once they find a new label, they will be releasing the album. It'll all be coming soon, and then we'll get a full 5 seconds of summer tour, and that'll be more worth it. You'll know that you'll see them for their 2 hour set that they do, and you won't only see them for 30 minutes while they perform 3 songs and then one extra song during the Chainsmokers. It's not worth it. So long story short, watch the Umbrella Academy, don't buy tickets to go see 5 Seconds of Summer and the Chainsmokers, and also do not hate on the members of 5 Seconds of Summer for the fact that we're having this tour, because at least they're touring, at least they're doing something this year while they're still looking for a new label, okay? Now, let's get into the song of the week. This week's social media tip of the week is, if you feel like you need to take a social media break, do it. If social media is affecting your mental health to the point where you can't function or you're having a really, really hard time, like I was when I was struggling with my anxiety for the last couple of weeks, it's okay to take some time off. Log out of the apps, delete the apps for a week or whatever. Take that time off. Even just like with what happened yesterday or 2 days ago now with the Instagram and Facebook going down, even just not trying to go on the apps during that is a social media break, and it'll help you so much. So don't feel like you need to be on social media when you're dealing with your mental health, okay? Cool. So this week's social media tip of the week is, don't feel like you need to be on social media when you are dealing with your mental health. Take a break. So yes, that is it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. I swear they will be getting better. This was kind of just an update. But next week, be ready. We have so many amazing things coming at you. I'm so excited. Like I said before, if you want to find anything in this episode, make sure you check out the link in the description, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. We'll have all your links. There will also be the link to the blog down below, so you can check out the actual episode show notes, more in-depth things about what I talk about, and just some great things. So yeah, I really hope you guys like this. I will be back soon. Like I said, we have new merch hopefully coming soon, and just so many amazing things. Okay, I've been rambling. I love you. I can't wait for next week's episode. I hope you can't either. Talk soon. Bye.